Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
good morning, America.
Buenos días, feliz año nuevo 2024. Happy New Year 2024. Here we are, another year.
Yes. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy 2024.
Yes.
Yes. Day number two.
Uh-huh.
And I love the challenge that Pastor Rick got going on for the Proverbs. It's 31 books. For the 31 days. So we encourage you guys to jump on in. And if you haven't read Proverbs 1, read it and then catch up and read 2. You can read 1 this morning and Proverbs 2 tonight.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you'll be on point. And we're going to tap into this great dimension of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in a new revelatory way.
We
read the living word.
Yes.
This word is moving and breathing.
Yes.
And it has something for you today.
Yes. Y este año vamos a estar estudiando el libro de Proverbios. El pastor Rick Pope quiere que todos estudiemos el libro de Proverbios. Tiene 31, uno cada día. Ahora estamos a dos. So, lee Proverbios 2 y es el libro de sabiduría, wisdom. So we have to read it, tap into it. It talks about the seven things God hates.
Yes,
it talks about the ants. I mean, I'm telling you, it's good.
Yes,
it's real God. And I read that book. It convicts me a lot because there's things in my heart that got to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not where I used to be.
Come on now.
Amen.
So, even this year should be something new. And what are you striving for this year? I'm kind of getting a little cross-eyed. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Happy New Year!
I'm going like this, y'all. Okay, but what are you striving for totally different than where you were in 2023?
Good morning,
for you personally, you know, because we love to see people, like I love to see the fruit that's in my twin Laura's life and Julie and Butterfly and Miss Josie. But what are you expecting for yourself this year? How are you navigating your mind and your heart? It's all about the mind, because if you see yourself somewhere, I love the word he says, that the man thinks, so is he. It's all about what you see in your mind, what you think, and what you know. You know, a lot of times people say, well, that doesn't, you know, well, God, you know, he's not going to do that for me, because that's just not, I'm not anointed to do that. You know, and the way we find out what we're called to do is we get with the Creator.
Yes.
And a lot of things we think that are not possible. That's why we teach them
today's topic.
Yes, right, Twin?
Ahora lo que vamos a hablar, que lo que es imposible con el hombre no es posible con Dios. ¡Aleluya! Es lo que vamos a hablar,
Pastor. Yes. Sister Julie said obedience and
obediencia.
Going after God's plans. That's right, girl, that Jeremiah 29:11. I'm waiting on my passport. All right, now.
I got mine already last year, and it was a 3-year process, and I'm still waiting. Whatever God wants me to do in the future, I got it ready.
That's right.
But I know it's going to be kingdom work.
That's right. It's all for his glory.
Yes,
know?
Para la gloria de Dios.
Yeah. So I'm just excited about what God is going to do in your life, and your life, and our life, you know. And we just want to say we thank you guys for tuning in today.
Yes.
But coming on in the room, and let's have this great conversation today about the things of God and what he's talking about.
Vamos a hablar de las cosas de Dios. And Twin, I want to thank you for my gift. My twin blessed me with this. I want to show it to you.
Yes.
All things are possible with God.
All things are possible.
All things.
Come on now. Not some things,
all things. Don't limit him.
Yeah.
No limites.
Do you know that healing is possible?
No hay límites con Dios.
That's right. Healing is possible. Peace is possible.
Sanación. Paz.
Freedom is possible.
Libertad es posible.
Come on now. No worry. Just, you know,
no
confidence is possible.
Es libertad. Confidente.
And do you know, listen, we're going to slide in these promises today.
Estas promesas hoy vamos a hablar. Estas promesas.
So we're in the knowledge, just us personally, what God has revealed to us, even though we know he has way more in store. But God has laid on our hearts and shown us in his word about the 3,573 promises. We've been talking about that. We got the shirt. That's right. But we're walking it out. We step into it every single day. So, you know, the question is, do you believe?
Do you believe?
Come on now. Do you believe?
And Butterfly say, walking out the word daily and making a difference in our generation.
Yes.
For his glory. That's right.
For his glory. And it's all about what we believe. Do you believe you can walk it
out?
Like Butterfly saying, walking out the word. Are you? Do you believe you could do that? Or you just think that Laura's ridiculous?
Dice, ¿lo crees? Que es la palabra que es posible con Dios. Lo crees. Porque muchos lo dicen, pero no lo creen. No lo creen.
Come on now.
Yeah, a lot of people, they say the scripture, but then they don't believe.
They don't believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people in the Word. They're in the Word from not just years, but decades. And you don't see any fruit in your life. That means you need to level up in what you believe. And sometimes it takes being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, let's just use the word, the Bible, the biblical term. Cool.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to be peculiar because you were created to be that, do that. And listen, what God has for you is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And we have to know that we know that we know. And like Butterfly says, I know her.
And you know her.
Which is our Holy Spirit.
And another thing, that some things are not going to be easy. You're going to go through some stuff.
Woo.
But it's okay. Let him guide you and give you the strength. And that's when you cry out to him, right?
That's right.
Yeah, because everybody wants the easy. The easy way. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to work. They don't want to. You know, you're going to go through some stuff. I'm just saying for my experience.
Well, no.
But then when you come out of it, it's like,
people don't like to be pruned.
Yeah.
Neither do the flowers. But,
yeah.
But the next spring, they're just like magnificently beautiful. You know, people don't like to go through the fire. Some stuff has to be burned off of us.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? Cuando Dios nos da promesas. Y todo es posible, pero vamos a pasar por un proceso. Va a haber cosas que vamos a pasar. And you know what? This sets me up for my gift that I have for my twin. Hold on. This is going to go with what we're talking about.
What?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Julie.
Oh, this is my gift to you.
Oh, my God.
And it's symbolic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's symbolic.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's symbolic because we're going to guide. God's going to guide us and lead us through all
rollers. I want to go to sleep. Baby, them rollers was giving me the blues. So thank you, Julie, that I made it through the roller episode last night. She was like, this girl is on fire.
And I pray that the Holy Spirit continue to manifest and guide us and lead us and guide you and us, because we're twins. In 2024, le pido a Dios que la siga guiando y le dé la lumbre del Espíritu Santo y la siga guiando con su palabra to be blessed, to be a blessing.
Yes. Boy, this is awesome.
Girl, and you don't understand, when I saw them, I wanted to buy them all and bring everybody one, but there was only two pairs.
Oh, that's right.
There was one more. I went through the whole store, and the lady said, we have more for their guy. There's only two left, and I said, well, that's for me, my friend.
Oh, wow.
You should have seen me at the store with them.
Y'all can only imagine. Only imagine. Devil a black eye.
Yes.
Yeah, because we can do that. She says, Lord, you're hilarious. She is. She's peculiar, but ridiculous and hilarious, but I love it.
Because
this
is
my
chistosa.
Yeah, that's
how we catch fire,
right
there. Así como la lumbre. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Dije, no, yo quería comprarle a todos, pero nomás había dos pares.
And guess what, guys? We have missed y'all.
Yeah, we missed y'all.
We've been trying to regroup. A lot of stuff has been going on, and we've just been having to take a little sabbatical because Jesus told us to sit down a minute so he can do some things in us, realign us, reposition us.
Yes.
For his kingdom's glory,
yes.
To get in position so that we can be catapulted into this new dimension,
yes.
This new
yes.
year with a new fire,
yes.
That's so symbolic,
yes.
And a new revelation.
Woo!
For the people of God. Yes. And we are so excited about what God
yes.
is talking about.
Yes.
And today's word is going to be encouragingly
yes.
impartational. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that with man, which is in Matthew, where we're going to go, Matthew 19 and 26. We want you guys to gear up and get ready to get this word.
Vamos a ir al libro de Mateo 19, 26,
yes.
verso 26.
So we're going to talk about possibilities.
Las posibilidades
okay?
de Dios. Vamos a hablar.
And all things are possible.
Y todo es posible con Cristo.
I mean, can you imagine? You know, we were talking about the 3,572 tongues. We were trying to talk about that, but we just got
more.
Lord brought more fire, and I just kind of went off into this whole level. Yeah, I went into orbit.
You see it behind us, right?
Yeah.
You could see the Holy Spirit. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
So everything that God has for you guys, it is for you.
Yes.
But you've got to get up.
Yes.
You got to get up and
te
get ready.
Que levantar todo lo que tiene Dios para
yes.
mí, para
so
mí.
You can possess them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and take authority.
Y agarrar autoridad.
And take your keys and unlock every door.
Llaves. Unlock the door. See?
Yes.
You gave me my key already.
It's
I got it ready.
Yes. You know, God has given us the keys to the kingdom.
Dios nos da las llaves del reino de él.
Which is our authority.
Es la autoridad que nos da.
So as a people of God, we got to get up.
Gente de Dios, nos tenemos que levantar.
And say, well, you know, I had this going on in my body. Well, speak to your body. Take authority over
line
your body.
Line up.
Yes, well, I
with
had
the
this
word.
Going on in my finances. Well, baby, open up your checkbook and tell it who your daddy is.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And you are not only an heir, you are a joint heir.
Yes.
And what belongs to God belongs to you. Come on now.
Tenemos que agarrar autoridad en la palabra de Dios y declarar lo que tenemos que, la autoridad que nos da para poseer lo que Él nos va a dar.
Hallelujah.
O lo que necesitamos.
Yes.
Todo está aquí. Aquí está, aquí nos da las llaves, la autoridad. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And listen. People think, well, y'all are always so hyped. Y'all are this, that. Well, we just in love with the love of our soul.
Yeah.
And every single day we have the opportunity. And, you know, stuff tries to attach to our bodies, attack
mm-hmm.
us. Stuff is going on. But
yeah.
We're,
we go through some stuff.
Hello.
Trust me.
But we just tell that stuff. Do you know who my daddy
yes.
is? And
yes.
do you know that Jesus died for me over
yes.
2,000 years ago? And by his stripes, I'm healed. And by his blood.
Yes.
Come on now. When we tell our bodies that, they try to manifest and act up, but they have to come under subjection, under the truth, which is the word of God, and we walk it out. But
yes.
I don't pay no attention to them symptoms. I just say symptoms go away because that's
away.
All you are is some symptoms. But we have the power and the authority
yes.
to know that we know and are knower,
yes.
you
yes.
know, and wake up every day and just slap the hell out the devil because that's what's in him.
Yes.
You know, he'll try to convince you how to believe all the lies. Because
yes.
that's all he does, right?
Ooh, he's a liar.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
All the lies, just like Laura said this morning. I'm not believing for no apartment. I'm believing for a house. I
yeah.
got a house. I'm going to
yeah.
sell my house. And I'm going to take my house and get another house.
Because yeah. yeah.
we serve a God
yes.
that will listen. He ain't playing with us.
Yes.
He just
yes.
wants us to wake up.
Do you believe?
Come on. And get up. Yes.
And do you believe?
Come on now.
That's the question. Do you
believe?
And it's believing. It's an action.
Yeah. But you know what, Laura, I had this revelation last night when I was hearing what I said, Laura, what are we going to talk about for our first show in 2024?
Le doy una revelación de qué vamos a hablar esta mañana.
Judas said, slap, snap the hell out of there. Okay. And come on, that's the first thing we're going to learn to do is wake
yeah.
up and stop listening to the lies.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to listen to the word.
Vamos a escuchar las mentiras del enemigo. Vamos a escuchar la palabra.
So listen, we're going to talk about how impossible Because the word tells us with
lo
man,
imposible,
all things are it's impossible with man.
Con las cosas del hombre,
but
todo
he says,
es imposible.
We're going to talk about how to become impossible.
Pero cómo vamos a ser nosotras posible.
Yeah. Impossible.
Somos posibles.
How are you possible?
¿Cómo
you're
cómo?
Possible because God says that.
Porque
all things
Dios
are possible.
Lo dice.
Come on now.
Que con él es
put yourself into that.
Sí.
Put yourself
ahí te tienes
into
que
that.
Poner lo que
make
dice
it personal.
Dios. A lo personal ese verso.
Yes.
Y dilo, con Dios es posible. Eso va a ser posible contigo también.
So we're going to read it.
Vamos a leerla.
For yourself.
Yes.
So if you don't have your word, write these scriptures down and go back and read it for yourself. But see what God is saying to you about how you can have all
trae la escritura, Mateo 19, verso 26. God's
Matthew.
Love letters. I mean, Matthew. Ah, Mateo. God's love letters.
Which is
fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego.
Holy
Spirit, continue to manifest
yes.
in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue
you,
manifestándose
you,
en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra dice, para los hombres es imposible, aclaró Jesús, mirándolos fijamente.
Aleluya.
Mas para Dios es posible. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Yes, and the word of the Lord says, this is what I love. I love it. And I'm reading the NLT. You was reading the NIV?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading the NLT, and this is Matthew 19 and 26. It says, Jesus looked at them intensely. Come on now. And said to them, humanly speaking, it is impossible.
Lo miró fijamente.
That's why you got to elevate in the spirit. You got to
stay
in the
spirit. Okay.
And then he says, but with God,
pero con Dios,
everything.
Todo.
Everything is possible.
Yes.
So that makes you possible.
Yes.
You're made in his image.
Yes.
You are in him, you move and breathe and
porque
have your
estamos
being.
Hechos en la imagen de él.
Yes.
Él,
so
él nos va a hacer respirar.
It's possible.
Nos guía. Es posible.
But if you listen to the man, because you got some people trying to reroute you like a
pero
the
si
GPS,
estás escuchando a la gente y al hombre,
and say, well, you know, I just don't believe that God is going to work that way. Oh, okay.
Porque el otro dice, no, no creemos
that's
que
why you
got to
be
eso.
Careful what you share with man or mankind or woman.
Por eso tienes que tener cuidado de lo que le cuentes a la gente que Dios te ha dicho que te va a hacer en tu vida. Tienes que tener
so,
cuidado a quien
le
dice.
You know, twin, how Pastor Rick said he wanted to do the challenge to encourage people to read Proverbs, read a chapter a day.
Como el pastor por,
okay.
Pope dijo que querían que todos
so here at the mornings of the
Manson
Show,
we're
going to encourage you to step into your possibilities.
Aquí en este show vamos a pedirles que caminen en lo que sí es posible con Dios.
And listen, by this time next year in 2025,
para este día, el 2025,
all the things you will possess that God has.
Todo, vas a poseer todo lo que Dios te ha dado.
Yes, because you are possible.
Porque es posible.
But the enemy will tell you that you just sick and you can't do nothing.
Pero el enemigo te va a decir que no vas a hacer nada, que estás enfermo,
yeah,
que no puedes, porque el enemigo es un mentiroso.
Come on now. Oh, the GGs are in the
house.
Oh, yes. But you have to know who you are.
Tienes que saber quién eres.
And you have to know what, listen, every season is your season.
Yes.
You just have to know what season you're in.
Amen.
I may be in a different season than Laura, but when we come together, we only serve in one kingdom.
That's
we're on
right.
one mission. And then when we go out and we do what God called us to do, we encourage one another. We
yes.
even pillar one another
yes.
to make sure that her assignment is completed to
yes.
the capacity.
Yes.
And you know, people say, well, I'm just going to pray for you.
Yes.
We have to be active
yes.
in the possibilities.
Tenemos que ser activos en lo que es posible.
Yeah, and the people's right in something, you know, I'm just going to, I'm going to hope the best for you. And we'll see what God's gonna do. What are you doing? And we also have the possibilities to get involved in other people's dreams
yes,
and
yes,
vision
yes.
that God has put on their life.
Yes.
Because God will use people.
Yes.
Sometimes, like Pastor Rick was teaching on Sunday, he don't always use his audible voice. He will use like Papa Jack.
Uh-huh.
Hello,
I'm
coming in.
And look what I got for Papa Jack. Here you go.
Oh,
here you go.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jack got some Java this morning.
Oh my gosh. Jack is me the desires of my heart because this morning I didn't have my coffee.
Oh, look
and
at you.
I was rushing and I'm like, I want coffee so bad and I didn't have time to stop because I want to pick up a pop.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Papa Jack, for being
so
nice. Here, Papa Jack, here, take this for you. And then there's your hat to be here.
And listen, Pastor Rick, that's right. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing the topic today in the scripture. Matthew 19 and 26 is so powerful to know that you can be possible. You can personally participate. Listen, get up and participate in your own blessing.
Yes.
Instead of laying there saying, well, I can't wait till the Lord bless me. Mm. Well, you're blessed to be awake and alive today.
Yeah.
So when you get in get in a posture of getting in the presence of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and this is a spiritual dimension, you know, a lot of times we pay so much attention to our flesh and what it's telling us, rather than what our spirit is telling us, that's how we become overcomers and that's how we stay in the possibility.
Yeah.
Because that's what God's telling us. And we're going to flip on over. We just read Matthew 19 and 26, so read it for yourself. So we're going to flip on over to Luke 1 and 37.
Vamos a ir al libro de Lucas 1:37.
Yes, and see what the Lord is saying to us in the book of Luke.
Con el libro de Lucas 37, God's love letters, which is fire.
Woo!
Love letters, which is fire.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigo manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y dice en el libro de Lucas 1:37, dice, porque para Dios no hay nada imposible. Nada.
That is so powerful. That's why you got to get up and get in your word.
Yeah.
Get in your word early in the morning and hear what God is saying to you, because what he's saying to you, I love this word in Luke 1:37. It says, for the word of God will never fail.
Yeah.
It will never fail.
Nunca te falla.
So
la palabra de Dios nunca te falla. Nunca.
So if you know that, why are you acting so defeated?
Yeah. Dice, si sabes que la palabra de Dios no te falla, porque en veces caminamos como que el enemigo nos gana, como que no hay esperanza.
Well, let me help you out and tell you why you're acting so defeated. Because you don't believe it.
Y en veces es porque no creemos lo que Dios dice en su palabra.
Yeah. You don't believe it.
No lo recibimos, no lo creemos.
And I tell
creemos la mentira del enemigo.
These scriptures here that we just read, we've only read two out of the six we have. They raise my level of excitement and expectation.
Yeah.
And we have such a privilege, y'all, in serving a God who can literally do everything and anything.
Yes, and let me tell you, this is one of the scriptures that my grandbabies have. Meditate and they know, because anytime Lily's playing basketball or soccer, she loves sports and she's not able to do something. My daughter-in-law says, man, Lord, I hear Lily all the time. I hear grandma, but it's the scriptures, it's God. Oh, I'm going to do the goalie or I'm going to do this because all things are possible with God. And then there's another scripture that they know, and if it hurts or they can't do it, but they say, I could do all things to God.
Me.
And then she goes, Lily's one that every time, whatever scripture she's learning, that one day she has something on and my other granddaughter told her she looked ugly. And she says, oh, but with God, we're fearfully, wonderfully made. I'm not ugly. I'm creating God's image. She said that they busted her laughing. But I said, thank you, Jesus, that she's gravitating to that,
right.
To the word. It's alive.
That's
and she's believing it.
That's right.
You know, so it doesn't, to some people, you tell them they're ugly, it they get depressed.
Yeah.
They you know, or they get hurt, you know. But she's believing the word and she's walking it with boldness.
That's so powerful.
And that's how God, if she could do it with boldness, we should be able to,
absolutely.
You know, walk it with boldness.
Absolutely.
And receive it and believe it.
And how old is Lily?
She's 7.
A 7-year-old.
Uh-huh.
With all that faith and confidence and knowing who she is because of what God said about her. But we walk around defeated, listen to what man say. That's why the word told us in Matthew 19 and 26 that with man, nothing is possible.
Yes. And I'm going to throw another nugget, but I have to say it. So my son said a cuss word one day, okay? I used to be like that, and I've been delivered. And you know what my Lily said to him? And everybody's eyes was like this. Dad, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. Speak blessings, not curses. That's another prayer we pray every morning to the school. And Josiah's saying it too. And I say, it's so vital that we declare it. Even about the time we struggle, because I struggled with cursing for years.
Yeah.
I could say now that I'm delivered totally. But it was a process. But you know why? Because I was meditating on his word.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to share that when I see my grandbaby do that, it just brings me joy to my heart that she's gravitating to the promises and
isn't
she's believing.
And then
she goes, at school, I hear kids saying that, Grandma, and they be saying this, and I tell them life and death, and they look at me and I say, well, praise God, they probably don't know, but you're going to, Holy Spirit in you.
Yeah.
going to teach them.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that, you know, that's so vital that we learned that we know that we believe.
Yeah, you know, and we have to make sure that we don't have the chameleon, everybody knows what a chameleon is, mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That we, as the believers, we have to be the light and the salt.
Yes.
We cannot change the color of the room.
Yes. Nosotros tenemos que ser la luz del mundo. No podemos cambiar la luz del cuarto.
Because that's what chameleons do. Whatever the color is that they touch, they change to the color.
Yeah.
We have to be nothing but the light.
Oh, that's good. I like
and
that.
Nothing
analogy.
But the salt. Yeah, we cannot be participating in gossip and especially slandering against your another believer.
With everybody.
Yes, we can't do that. You know, we have
I'm
to.
I'm guilty
yes.
in the past.
Yes.
No more.
We have to make sure that we shift the atmosphere.
Yes.
We're atmosphere changers and encourage people in the word because,
yes.
listen, you don't have to argue with people. When you bring the word, you don't have to argue.
No tenemos que alegar con la gente.
And you don't have to come out of your character.
Y no tienes que salirte de tu carácter cuando ya sabes lo que dice la palabra.
And that's why this third scripture is so powerful.
Por eso
esta tercer
verso es poderoso.
Let's go to James chapter
4. Vamos al libro de Santiago.
Papa Jack.
El libro de Papa Jack, Santiago,
Santiago,
el capítulo 4. 1
through
10. Del 1 al 10.
So, you know, we have to be careful. If we are believers, we got the spotlight on us. Anyway, just
somos
because.
Somos creyentes, está la luz así con nosotros.
Yes. And,
y la gente está viendo.
Yeah, because people will tell you, like, Laura had a lady tell her, just because you were in pants, you're not saved.
That's
religion.
I was at a park, y'all.
Right.
A lady came up to me and told me that I was not saved because I'm wearing pants.
Yeah,
he
that's religion.
That, yeah,
that's
true.
Religion. That's not true.
And then I said, well, the Jesus that I serve, I was wearing pants when he delivered me from alcohol. I was wearing pants when I was paralyzed for 1 hour, which was the scariest thing I ever experienced, and he healed me. So if he was not real and he didn't love me, then I said, Samuel 16, verse 7, I said, man's looking at the outside appearance, but God is looking at my heart.
Come on now.
And then she was kind of like, she husband looked at me like, let's go at her, like, let's go. And then she disagreed and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, well, can we still love each other even we agree or disagree? And she got up and her husband said, let's go. And they left.
Yeah.
But she told me that in front of my grandbabies, and I had to explain to my grandbabies that's religion.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but that happened to me at the park.
But you just have to speak
yes,
the word.
Yes.
Speak the word, which is true.
Yeah.
And then, and then pray for them.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Don't get pulled into
yeah.
all of that stuff.
And then I said, I'll be praying for you. Will you pray for me?
Yeah.
And she just kept walking. And I said, okay, Lord.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's not, we're not all in the same place.
We're not.
We should be going, striving to be in the same place.
Yeah.
You know, walking it out.
But
and
that brought
to it.
Like, my spirit, I brought like that, not sadness, but like, Lord, I have to pray for her.
Right.
So now I got her in my journal as a lady at the park, forgot to remove the blinders
right.
so she could see.
And walk in freedom.
And walk in freedom, yes.
And that's what we were saying, with all things are possible, freedom is possible.
Yeah.
You know, healing is possible.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes the ultimate healing is just going on to be to glory.
Yeah.
We don't know how God is going to do it, but he did say that, you know, all things are possible,
yes.
and his ways are higher. That's
and his ways are higher.
Isaiah 55:8-9. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to James chapter 4, 1-10 this morning, and understand as people how we have to represent, okay, and what we need to stay out of.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even our business.
Mm-hmm.
And stop putting ourselves into trying to You don't have to protect God's word. It's here to protect you.
No tenemos que proteger la palabra de Dios. La palabra de Dios nos protege a nosotros.
Hallelujah.
Y vamos al libro de Santiago 4, del 1 a 8. James 4, 1 to 8, to submit yourself to God. Este es sometanse a Dios. Sometanse, ¿cómo se dice? Sometanse a Dios. Ok, lo dice. Donde surgen las guerras y los conflictos entre ustedes, no es precisamente de las pasiones que luchan dentro de ustedes mismos. Desean algo y no lo consiguen, matan. Y si sienten envidia y no pueden obtener lo que quieren, requieren y hacen la guerra. No tienen por qué no piden. Y cuando piden, no reciben porque pierden con malas intenciones para satisfacer sus propias pasiones. Oh, gente adultera, dice, no saben que la amistad con el mundo es estimada con Dios. Si alguien quiere ser amigo del mundo, se vuelve enemigo de Dios. ¿Creen que la escritura dice que en vano que Dios ama el celosamente al espíritu que hizo morar en nosotros? Pero en los de mayor ayuda con su gracia. Por eso él dice la escritura. Dios se opone a los orgullosos, pero le da gracia a los humildes. Así que sométense a Dios, resistan al diablo y él huirá de ustedes. Acérquense a Dios y él se acercará a ustedes, pecadores. Limpiesen las manos ustedes de los constantemente purifiquen su corazón. Reconozcan sus miserias, lloren y lamentamente que su risa convierta en llanto y su alegría en tristeza. Y lo dice, humillarse delante del Señor y Él los exaltará.
That's so powerful. I'd just like to kind of door back a little bit to Matthew 19:26, where he says, with man in human form, pretty much things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Pero con Dios, todo es posible.
Because see, that's why we try to go in and kick down these doors and stuff when you don't even have to do that. Because when you're with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Whatever doors for you, it will swing wide open. You don't have to do anything but walk it out. Step into it, believe it. And here's where God is telling us in James 4 now.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we get into all the possibilities and how you become the I am possible, drawing close to God.
Mm-hmm.
So remember we were talking about how a lot of times we come into different worlds, and it happens so much in the house of God too,
mm-hmm.
where all the fighting and the division and all this stuff is going on because of titles and all
porque
the stuff that don't even matter.
De Dios, porque la gente se pelea por los títulos, por el chisme.
So what is causing the quarrels? This is the word that God
es lo que
said.
Causa la división en
4:1 in James 1:1. What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? This is a question. Don't they come from the evil desires that war within you? You want what you have, don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. Come on now. And a lot of times killing is not just with a gun. It could be with your tongue.
Yeah. Pero a veces matar no es nomás con una pistola, es con la boca.
Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And we become murderers. Okay, it says, you are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it. So you fight and wage war and take it away from them. And it says, yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want only what will give you pleasure instead of God glory. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world, come on now, hear this one real good, makes you an enemy of God. It does. So I say it again. If you want to be a friend to the world, you make yourself an enemy of God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the spirit he has placed within us, which is the Holy Spirit, should be fulfilled to him. And he gives grace generously, as the scriptures say. So oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 says, so humble yourselves before God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So come close to God, and God will come close to you. That is so powerful. It says, so wash your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart. This is so powerful here because I've always been told whenever I've made a conscious decision to follow the Lord and the things of God, this is what was spoken into my spirit. Keep your hands clean and your hearts pure.
Mm-hmm.
And God will always be able to trust and honor you.
Yes. Yes.
And it's so important. But instead of striving for titles and positions, and just strive to love people.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
that's the biggest thing. And it says, let there be tears for what you have done, and let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor.
Yes.
He will do it, not man. And we get so caught up into what man think, what people are doing, what everybody else is doing, want what everybody else has. And it's not that it's not for you. It just may not be your season.
Yes.
And that's what Pastor Rick is like. It's all about a heart posture, pure motives and humility. And do it in love.
Yeah. And it's just like, I just thank the Lord for his open doors, Marlo, because me being here at Mornings at the Mansion is an open door for me, that of a dream that he gave me. But I would have never thought that, you know, he was going to be teaching me to also read it in Spanish, which I struggle. And I have not arrived yet. And God is perfecting my reading. And I'm going to get better. And even if I'm talking about or laugh at or saying that I'm not doing it right, it's okay, because God is going to, he's going to teach me and perfect me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do it just because I know that I'm supposed to. And because he's teaching me, when I'm at the shelter, there's a lot of Spanish hurting people that don't speak English. And I'm able now to say scriptures in Spanish that cuando estoy en el shelter, apa, donde trabajamos, ahora ya estoy poniendo a orar por las personas y declarar la palabra en español. And before I started reading the scriptures, even though I spoke Spanish, Marlo, I couldn't really read the scriptures like I do now. They're getting better, but I know I still need a lot. But I'm going to get there. But now when I'm in the shelter, I'm able to, con Dios, you know, it comes out, you know, starting to come out to where I don't struggle as much.
That's awesome.
But I thank God and with a humble heart, because I want to be used by God. We want to be the light to dark areas, you know. And I'm at the shelter, and it's areas where people are struggling and their salvation takes place. And it's just God's divine appointments.
Yeah.
And we all have them at the store,
wherever.
So. Yeah, but remember, with God it's possible.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Yes, not something, you know. And we have to be our own encouragement too.
You're not doing it for you. You're doing it for God.
Yeah, because this is such an absolute, these are incredible facts in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful that nothing is too hard for God. But listen, God moves in response to our faith.
Dios se mueve dentro en tu fe.
So the question is, do you believe?
La pregunta es, ¿tú crees?
Do you believe?
¿Tú crees
that all things are possible
que
with God?
Todo es posible con Dios. Todo.
Yeah, you know, but listen, and that's what I love about James, which is, he just speaks his absolute truth. And I love James because it's the book that you got to check yourself.
Ese es el libro de Santiago, donde te tienes que chequear tú mismo, tu camino.
James is like, what's going on with you?
Porque en Santiago te dice, ¿qué está pasando? pasando contigo.
And then he tells you what's going on with you.
Y lo te dice en el libro lo que está pasando en ti.
Yeah, and there's a flip side to it. You know, and you got to make sure that, you get set free from all of this stuff that we got going on and those hidden things.
Tenemos que ser libres de todas las cosas que están pasando, que están escondidas adentro de tu corazón.
Because that's why Pastor Rick was encouraging. It's all about the heart.
Todo es la postura del corazón.
Do you really like love people? Or you just want to get close to people so you can get on? I don't know. But you got to ask yourself, what is really my heart posture?
Yes.
And what is really our motive? And I love it when in the book, book is that? Where he writes the seven letters to the churches.
En el libro donde escribe los siete libros de la iglesia.
But anyway, where he talks of Revelations. Yes, where he's talking to the churches about, you know, you guys are doing great. Yeah, yeah. But this is really where your heart is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really, and this is Jesus talking to him. And he's not pleased with that. So that's why you got to check yourself. Check your heart posture. Make sure that you're really, like if you're representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Love, God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to come in any other kind of way, come on now. You're either for it or you're against it.
Mm-hmm.
Either Christ or you anti. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we have to make sure that we are really keeping it shut and listening more than we're talking.
Yes.
You know, getting in a place to where you can really hear what God is saying for you in this 2024. Because we want to make an impact, y'all. But we have to posture ourselves to be able to, you know, hear from God, you know, and get in your word, get in your, you know, your secret place. It could be your car. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Only you know.
Yeah.
It could be your bathroom. It could be your bedroom. I don't know. But I encourage you to get in that place.
Yeah.
And
it's so important, you know, your intimacy with God, because there's going to be changes in your life, and you want to make sure that you're doing what God's telling you to do.
Yeah.
I have a lot of times, many times, friends or people that I meet at the store, and they call me. I give them my number, and I share, you know, and they ask me to pray, and then they want my number, so I pray for them. And they'll call me, and they'll ask me, well, I'm going through this. Do you think I should divorce my husband? Or I'm going through this. Should I not do this? And I tell them, I said, I can't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I could tell you what the Word says. And then you have to decide, but it has to be between you and God. You know, I can give you advice and tell you what the Word says, but I can't tell you, yes, do it or no. You have to hear from God, you know, and that's the same thing with me. Anything I do, I have to make sure that I'm hearing from God. And I ask him for confirmation, me personally, and he gives it to me every time, okay, or a dream. And I promise you 99% of the time, but that's my intimacy.
You know what, Laura? Everything is work.
Yeah.
Everything requires work.
Yeah.
Friendships require work.
Yeah. Yes.
Relationships, partnerships, marriages. We have to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to climb up a rope. You're not going to get up there. You got to work and hopefully get up there.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. I mean, you can come down and drop down and then feel like a failure, like most people do, but that's the enemy. How he try to put his foot on your neck and tell you you're not nothing. Everything we believe is most of the time is opposite of what the Word tells us who we are. We're simply and wonderfully made. We're the bling of the earth.
Image.
Come on now. Yeah.
Lily
will
tell you that.
It's true. You know, but it's work. You know, and you should want to work on it. It's like sowing a seed. If you're sowing seeds of love, that's your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes back. Sowing seeds is not just money. If you want more time in the earth, sow time. Whatever you sow, there's no farmer on this earth from then, when the word was written, till now, that put seed in the ground and walk off and say, oh, I'm not expecting nothing. I'm not expecting no harvest. You plant all the corn, and then you just walk off. I mean, really, you done did all the work, and you better shift your mind and start expecting everything that God has for you, because he tells us his mercy is new every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still running off the stale mercy instead of getting up, getting in position to get the newness.
Amen.
And all things are possible.
All things.
To
Amen.
Those that believe.
They believe.
If you believe it, you can really achieve
mm-hmm.
it. And
mm-hmm.
you can really receive it. And then be a blessing to somebody else.
Yes.
Be like the Gigi's. I've learned over the years how to like.
I'm telling you. Why did
it
call me so bad? The more he knows kingdom warriors. You know, I love it.
And I just love that. He's so amazing. Yeah. So we're going to read Jeremiah 32 and 17, and then we're going to close out with the greatest scripture of all, the simplicity, and that's Matthew 6 and 33. Come on now. Jeremiah 32 and 17. It's real simple.
Go ahead and read it in English, because I didn't have that one.
Well, I can just read it. Jeremiah 32 and 17 says, O servant Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm, and nothing is too hard for you. That is so awesome. So if you're trying it in your own strength, whatever you're asking the Lord for, just give it to him. And rest assured that if he can create the heavens and the earth, don't you think he can solve your stuff? And sometimes it's just, no, go sit down and get on over there and get what else I have to eat. Sometimes it's not that.
It was Jeremiah what?
Jeremiah 32 and 17. So if God can do all of this, don't you think he can deal with your stuff?
Yes.
But you got to give it to him.
Vamos al libro de Jeremías 32, verso 32, verse 1.
17.
17. Okay. Y dice, ah, Señor mi Dios, tú con tu gran fuerza y tu brazo poderoso ha hecho los cielos y la tierra. Mm-hmm. Para ti no hay nada imposible. Nada.
Nothing is too hard for him.
Nada.
He created you.
Él nos crió.
Okay. So if he did that, he already had the perfect plan, like Julie said this morning. She said in her 2024, she's getting on God's plan. But I encourage you, that's the plan to get on. Because he created you. And if you're struggling to find out what the plan is, get with the one that created you.
Yeah.
And get in a place and hear what he is saying. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times it don't make sense.
It don't.
It don't make sense. But when God does it, you can rest assured that he says in his word, he will give you an expected end.
Yeah.
He will do it. So we're going to go to Matthew 6 and 33. Come on now. Matthew 6. And this is the simplicity of how you get in the posture of how to make sure that you become possible in every possibility. So Matthew 6, 32 and 33.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Vamos al libro de Mateo 6:33 dice, más bien busquen primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia y todas estas cosas serán añadidas. Amén. Gloria a Dios. Añadidas.
Hallelujah.
Gloria
a Dios. I'm going to scoot back one more to 31, twin, and it says, in Matthew 6:31-34, it says, so don't worry about these things.
So in el 31 dice aquí en el 31, dice, hay que no se preocupen de nada, diciendo, que
so
no se preocupen.
What will we eat?
¿Qué vamos a comer?
What will we drink?
¿Qué vamos a tomar?
What will we wear?
¿Qué vamos a poner?
These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Come on now. So this is where Jeremiah 29, I can just kind of cram it in here, right here, because it says, but your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. Not your wants. And that kind of run us into James 4. It's all coming together. It's gonna, come on now. He already knows what you need. So that's why it says you seek the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Come on now. Yes. Above all else, and live righteously. That's it right there. Live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
Yes. And he's...
So don't worry about tomorrow, y'all, because tomorrow got enough stuff of its own. But today's trouble is enough for today.
Yes.
It is, and
it's so important that you believe it and you trust him, because you know, it's just like a testimony. When I had the accident with my van, I was getting Bibles and I totaled my van. And on a Tuesday, we were on the show. I said, Lord, you want me to continue the ministry? You're going to bless me with the vehicle, and it's going to be paid for. And I wrecked on Tuesday, and on Thursday, I got a phone call saying we're going to Oklahoma, and we're buying you a vehicle. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful vehicle I'm driving right now. And he says, oh, yeah, you're going to continue the kingdom work, you know. And but that's so beautiful to have that humble, with a humble heart, yeah, to have that confidence in my Jesus. And
but there was a lot that went on, too, Laura, before it manifested.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's really important, because mm-hmm. I remember when the wreck happened,
mm-hmm.
but in that, between the happening and the manifestation of the new promise,
yeah,
okay, so there was your faith.
Yeah.
See, I'm a witness to where I would hear her say, you know, I don't understand it. I don't know why, but I believe, this is what she said, that God's going to give me a new van, and I'm not going to have to buy it, pay for it, and I'm not going to have no car note. God's just going to bless me better than he blessed me before. And it wasn't 2 days later,
mm-hmm.
she got the call,
yeah,
and it manifested. But
yeah,
see, she believed it.
Yeah.
She spoke it into
yeah.
the atmosphere, because
yeah.
whatever we speak, it performs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's power in the power of the tongue.
And he's not only going to do it for me,
yes,
it's for all of us,
for
you that receives it and believes it in his word.
Yeah.
And he knows your heart, your motive.
Yeah.
If
he
it's
does.
Just for you, and you're not doing nothing for him, for his
come
kingdom
on.
Come, his will be done, for the calling, the assignment. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, that's what James chapter 4 just said. James 4,
yes.
1 through 10 just said, you want what you want, but you want it for you.
Yeah.
And it said that. But if we make sure that whatever we're doing, what God, we glorify the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what, it don't even seem right. It don't even feel right.
Sí.
A lot of
okay,
times.
Estamos hablando de cuando yo choqué mi vehículo, yo le pedí a Dios otro. Y yo lo creí que me lo iba a dar y me lo dio 2 días después porque Dios escuchó y me lo dio porque él sabe mi corazón. Él sabe que yo voy a seguir haciendo sus obras. Pero muchas veces pedimos para nosotros, no para el reino. Decimos que es para el reino, pero lo estamos usando nomás para nosotros y no para las cosas del reino. Tú ya sabes lo que le vas a pedir, y si no te le da, porque ya sabe que tu corazón no está listo todavía.
That's
so powerful. Sometimes he's not going to release it if your heart's not.
Yeah, and that's why we have to stay out of our feelings.
Yeah.
And our emotions, and live in the truth.
Mm.
Live in the truth of what God is saying and believe it no matter what.
Yeah.
But it may not be for right now. See, that's how God
veces
is.
Puede ser que no es tiempo todavía.
Yeah. Some things are suddenly, immediately.
Una cosa es pronto.
Come on now. Some things, God is trying to do some things in us.
Y a veces porque está haciendo cosas todavía en
su corazón.
So
that we can
no está
steward
listo.
The things that we're asking him
uh-huh.
for better than what we could in
yeah.
our natural dimension.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so I just thank God for his word, his love
yes.
letters, because it is fire.
Fire.
It's cutting up, burning some stuff. It's a sword. It will cut you like a tooth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, but you have to really want it.
Yes.
You
tienes
have
que
to want
quererlo.
The
mm-hmm.
change,
yes.
you know, because God's the change agent.
Uh-huh.
I heard someone say the other day, I'm working on me. I said, well, good luck, because you're going to keep working. Okay? Good luck. But when you move back and let God work on you, trust me, that's why Jesus told us, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
When he does it, and that's why I love David. He said, created me a clean heart and
Woo!
Renew a right spirit in me, Lord. You
por
know,
eso David dijo que creas algo nuevo en mi corazón, limpia
yeah.
mi corazón.
Because when God cleans you up.
Cuando Dios te limpia.
No, we're brand new. We're new creations.
Somos creaciones nuevas en él.
We're new, and that's how we become transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's
yes.
Romans. I'm sorry. I'm caught up. That is what scripture is that, Mama Dolly? Being renewed. I should know that because that's my kingdom talk anthem. It's Rome. It's in Romans. So
in the libro de Romanos.
Yeah, we're going to look that up real quick because we have to be renewed by our mind. You know, it's everything starts in the mind.
Yeah.
Even that's where the struggle is in the mind. That's how the enemy.
Es donde está la pelea,
yeah.
es la mente.
You know, that's how we're transformed. It's by the renewing
mm-hmm.
of our mind.
Yeah.
Romans 12:2. Should know that.
Romanos 12:1.
And remember, don't be conformed to the patterns of the world. That's what James warns us again. If you are a friend of the world,
yeah.
you are an enemy of God. And it's just that simple. But, you know, so we can't be conformed to the things of the world, start
mm-hmm.
looking like the world, acting like the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we say we are children of God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be set apart.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look different, talk different, walk different,
mm-hmm.
but we have to be looking like him.
Yeah.
And they have to see him in us. You know, and that's where the change and the shifting comes in.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how people begin to say, well, I want what you have. But most people will talk and say, well, you're just too much. You're just ridiculous. And that's, it don't take all of that. You don't know what it takes for me. What is it taking for you? It don't look like it's taking nothing for you because you're not doing nothing. Saying, well, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, the spirit tries the spirit by the spirit.
Yeah.
So we have to understand, what spirit are we coming in? How are we functioning today? Are we really encouraging, empowering, and speaking life to people?
Mm-hmm.
Are we just sitting back talking about people? What are we doing? You know, so God, and listen, we're responsible. That's why James tells us in 4, you need to get somewhere and cry.
Mm-hmm.
Be very deeply sad about your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And repentance is really what he's saying.
Por eso Santiago dice que
and that's that godly sorrow. You know. Yeah. And once you get all that stuff off of you, and that's why God says, you know, he'll renew us and he'll create in us a clean heart. You know, so because he's a God of the heart. He don't care about your flesh, your weed, your makeup, your eyelashes. He don't care about how buffed up you are and how thin your waist is and how big your butt is. He don't care because he created it.
Yeah.
In its original state. Can I speak that?
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
Mm-hmm.
What you care about is how beautiful your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
But you got some beautiful people that's just really not beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people that the world says not so beautiful that are absolutely beautiful. So, you know, when you see people the way God sees them, that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just be encouraged today.
Mm-hmm.
In 2024, all that stuff that we be doing and saying, we got to shut it down. We got to cut it out and really become authentic
mm-hmm.
in the things of God. So that people can really see Christ in us,
right?
It's so powerful. So we just want to be authentic. We want to be, you know, we want to come the way God is asking us to come, whether it's be like the sword or be like the healing balm of Gilead. You know, that's what the word is like. It'll cut you and it'll heal you.
Yeah.
So that's how we should be coming as the people of God and be gentle and be wise.
Yes.
You know, this is the season. That's why I love what Pastor Rick is challenging us to get into Proverbs. That's where our wisdom is going to come from, getting in that true understanding.
Amen.
And
Amen.
God is going to give us revelation. Because
mm-hmm.
the head knowledge is one thing, but revelatory knowledge is another
That's
thing.
That's right.
And if God can't trust you with that, he's not going to share that with you.
That's right.
He's just not, you know. And I'm just excited to be on the winning team.
Yes.
Team Jesus.
Team Jesus.
Yes.
And remember, all things are possible
with God and for those that believe.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to strap yourself up, gird about, and as the women of God, get into Proverbs 31 and understand who you are. And he tells us how to do it every single morning and how we will be honored by our children and how we will be honored as our husbands sit at the gate. And that's right, we prophesying husbands today. That's right. We believe in God for what he has for us, you know, because we're already wise. Okay? So the word of God says a man that finds a wife, not a boo, not a girlfriend, not a honey, none of that. A wife finds a good thing and he obtains favor from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if you don't know by favor, what? It's equivalent to 1,000 hours of labor, one day, God's favor. So we already tapped out of time, but we on the winning team, Lord. And
yes.
I'm so excited. Who's that? To Pastor Sam and others. We'll go. Okay, but anyway, that's another message. So,
and we're gonna have this Sunday is
First Fruit Sunday
at the House of Glory.
Yes, First Fruit Sunday. So you guys are welcome to come to the 2700
block. No, Sabrina already called me. She wants me to pick her up.
Oh, that's awesome. West Park Road, right behind the mansion. It's door number 2, the red door. And you come to the back of the door, and we are just doing life like it's golden.
Yeah.
We're anticipating his glory at the House of Glory.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about
that. And we just want to encourage to continue to be on fire for Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And my son got her socks, so I know she's going
to
be running.
Mama, at least I got to show you my gift. Look, I heard Papa Jack. What is the devil going to say in the morning? I want to put them on right now. Oh, Lord. That girl girl right there. But that's my twin.
I'm telling you, I wanted to buy all of them, but there's only two pairs.
That is so awesome. Uh-huh. So beautiful. We love you guys.
Yes.
Thank you all so much. Yes, for tuning in today.
And
so
God
not
bless.
Next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. So every other week until the law gets some balance.
Yes,
we'll
I'm still working
out.
At the shelter. Pray for me.
Yes. So be anticipating.
Pray for
and thank
us.
You for the love heart, everybody.
Yeah, pray
we're
for
so
us.
Excited
yeah.
that you guys are hanging out with us today. And to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, thank you so much for tuning in all over the world.
Yes.
And our studio audience.
Yes.
Yes.
Thankful.
So
thankful.
Yes. God for these mighty men and women of God. Yeah, they come in such a dimension of love that
yes.
it's unspeakable.
Yes.
So you want to pray us out,
yes.
Lord? Thank you, Father.
Father, we just thank you for this morning, 2024. Te damos gracias por este año 2024. And I just thank you for everyone. Bless everyone. Continue to I pray that we all continue to fall in love with you.
Hallelujah.
And there's any, we don't lack nothing. If we lack anything, it's more of you.
That's it.
Father, so if we follow you, then everything else will be follow us.
That's
Father,
it.
That's from Matthew 6:33. So, Father, we just thank you, Father. We speak blessings, Father. If there's anybody needing healing right now, we pray that they believe the word and they will speak the word over their bodies because with God, all things are possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Le damos gracias que con Dios todo es posible. So we love you. We honor you. We give you thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and
be
glad
in
it.
Woo!
And happy 2024.
Yes. Not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. Today,
it's the 16th, I think.
Yeah, so we'll make an announcement on
yeah.
the blogs and all that.
Yeah.
So we hope to see you guys.
We'll do reruns because
yeah.
we have
so
a lot.
Share this video, please.
Share this video.
We will
Mama
see you
Gloria,
guys.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Magdalena. Good
yeah,
morning, Michelle. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Julie.
Yeah.
And good morning. Oh, Mama Dalisa, you do. She be in the house.
I know.
Rick
Pope's over here, too.
Yes, yeah, awesome.
I didn't do that,
good
but okay.
Morning. Good morning, Butterfly. She is just so awesome. But Julie, we will be praying for you,
yes.
and we will be expecting the manifestation of everything God has, your healing, your finances, your
yes.
your everything, because all things are possible.
Yes.
To God that, you know, love him.
Yes.
And
Amen.
We're so excited. So we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Well, Tuesday afternoon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Thank you, Lord. And you know what? I had another gift. Let me go get it. Yeah, let me go get it. I listened to the Holy Spirit. Oh, okay.
That is so funny.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Lord, somebody. How y'all doing, Papa Jack? Happy New Year. So y'all are having a great new year, huh?
Don't worry.
Yeah. We hear, huh? We hear.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you look amazing. Your hair is absolutely beautiful. That's so such a blessing. I saw Doc on Sunday. It was so good to see her.
Doing good.
Yes, yeah, she said she was.
I'm enjoying all of it.
That's beautiful.
I'm enjoying all.
That is so beautiful. It's nothing like that harvest. That is such a beautiful harvest.
Yes. I have no regrets whatsoever.
I know you don't. And, you know, everything you prayed probably, what, 20 years ago. You know, a lot of times we pray for things and when they manifest, it reminds me of my dad, how he used to always say, I'm just glad I lived to see it.
Yes.
The things that were prayed, you know, and spoke and believed.
Which one you want? I'll tell you what, Mama.
Okay.
Which one
you want? This one. That is so beautiful.
I'm like, I forgot the breath.
That is so beautiful. You're so sweet, twin. Such a GG you are. Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. And it's such an honor.
Laura, can you do me a favor and give this to Miss Gloria? She wants to come to the show.
Okay.
It's saw her.
Thank you. Oh, she did say I was supposed to be there. I heard her. I saw her say that. What a blessing.
So now our first 2020
pop. I already know you are ready, girl.